We did well for our first season with podium results. Now our next target is to win races.
We will fight like lions to be at the front.
This is Inside E, the Porsche Formula E podcast.
Hello, welcome to our latest podcast, and we've got another fantastic guest. Now, he's been very busy over the last couple of weeks, but I'm delighted to say he's joining me now for a chat and a catch-up because there's lots to discuss. I am, of course, referring to the Targ Heuer Porsche Formula E team driver, André Lotterer. André, welcome. Lovely to speak to you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Always great to speak to you. Always great to catch up. It's been a very intense couple of weeks following the conclusion of the season. So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It was an intense end of the season in Berlin with 6 races in 9 days and all the preparation work. As a new team, we worked really hard to try to catch up to grips with Formula E as quick as possible. So a bit tired, but I just need a little 1 week rest, and then I'm back on with full power for next season.
Excellent stuff. Before we look ahead to the next season, let's just reflect, shall we, over the last couple of weeks. First season for Porsche in Formula E is now done. I've been looking at the stats, 79 points and 8th place in the overall championship. I gather that's the most successful debut season for any newcomer since season 2. For you personally, you ranked 8th as best German in the driver championship. So give me an insight and a real assessment of how you see the season and how it's gone.
I think it's gone pretty good, I would say. I mean, you can only be happy if you win every race, but that's almost impossible. But yeah, as a new team, it is a really tough championship to join in. So to start the season straight with a 2nd place in Riyadh, and then shortly after have a pole position in Mexico and then another podium in Berlin, it shows that we mean serious business in this championship. Nevertheless, we had some lows as well, but I think that's the price to pay when you're a new team in this championship. So, I think we exceeded the expectations. We wanted to have podiums. I wanted to win, but we're working really hard on it. So I think we can be proud and happy about what we achieved in our first season of Formula E.
Yes, without question. I mean, you mentioned there, André, some of the key highlights. I mean, to start the season so positively with that 2nd place in Saudi Arabia and pole position in Mexico City and the 2nd place in Berlin. But for you personally, obviously those are the real highs, but what would you say were your personal highlights of the season? And what were your favourite races when you look back and reflect on the championship?
To start the season with a 2nd place straight out at the first race in Riyadh, that was definitely a highlight. I mean, I made the choice to join the team coming from Techita. I could have stayed there, but I wanted to join Porsche for this new challenge. So And it was a good team at Techita. So to start there straight with 2nd place, it was a nice sign that I'm in a good team, that we have a good basis. So that was a very important one for me. And then again, followed to the result, also the pole position in Mexico, because it's really tough to get a pole position. Everything has to be right, and with that little experience, to manage to be able to do that was something really cool. But yeah, all in all, I think the whole season was a highlight. I think to enter this championship as the Porsche brand and with the partners we have, we look super cool with the design of our car, to be able to be the driver of of such a team, it's a highlight in itself.
Without question, Andre, it's been a very steep learning curve for the team making its debut in Formula E. But I'd love to get your thoughts and insight on what you feel have been the key learnings when you reflect.
Well, I think the key learning ones are the ones where we struggle the most. So that's where we learn how to become better. These are the ones that point out the strongest, which didn't go right, which things didn't go well, and that will make us stronger for the future. So this is really important in our first year to gather all that data and to bounce back stronger from such results.
Andre, we've spoken before about how competitive this series is, and it just goes from strength to strength. But you, of course, came to the Porsche team with previous experience of Formula E. How significant do you think that was, and how important was it to bring that level of expertise?
Well, I believe so, that it was quite important and valuable, because Formula E is such a different championship to other championships, where many teams establish themselves in motorsport with a similar basis in the last 10, 20 years. Things would run in a similar fashion, but Formula E is a complete new challenge. So experience is something key. And actually, I was the only one with my engineer that I brought that had Formula E experience. The whole team didn't. So I think it was challenging and interesting and fruitful to give them all the inputs and all the random situations that occur to you in Formula E and that are eye-opening to someone that hasn't done Formula E.
And I guess with the season now done and dusted, how do you feel the team can improve? Because there's huge scope for improvement now moving forward.
Yeah, there are a lot of ways to improve. Obviously, the engineers, everyone are trying to make the car faster and more efficient, as all the teams are doing. But yeah, we need to look at getting the best out of our package at every race. Because we've seen we can run at the front. We can do really well on a good day. But on a bad day, we struggle. So we need to understand why, because our hardware, everything, our efficiency is good. So we need to be able to repeat that at any place we go in any kind of conditions. And this is the difficulty about Formula E, to perform all year long in the unknown conditions you will go to. And hopefully the experience we gathered in our first year, we will help us to do that.
Now, next season, you will indeed have a new teammate, Pascal Wehrlein. What are your thoughts about him? Do you know Pascal well?
I actually haven't known him at all. Obviously, I know his name and his results, and I know he's a quick driver. So we just started to work together, and it's been nice. I think it will be a good relationship to bring the team forward, and he has family experience as well, which is always very valuable for any family team. So looking forward to have a good relationship and push the team forward together.
Do you think you'll complement one another as part of the Porsche family?
Definitely, that's the goal. And he's quite a lot younger than me, so I think we can definitely on that side complement each other. I mean, I know the team very, very well by now, and he's new in, so I think we can really benefit from each other's strength.
No, it sounds like it'll be a good partnership moving forward, because it's unbelievable to think that it's only about 5 months now before the provisional season start in January 2021. And I'm just intrigued to know now what's in store for the next couple of months in terms of preparations leading to the start of the season?
Well, we will combine our testing days. These are valuable days on track to validate our season 7 powertrain and all the evolutions we have, combined with learning more, improving more, understand more Formula E each time we are on the track, and the usual simulator work to correlate all these track information, and to continue also development for software and many other things that we can do from the simulator. So yeah, combined with a few days off to make sure to charge the batteries until the season kicks off again in Santiago.
So I guess it's a pretty intense program then. You know, it's so much going on now behind the scenes, getting ready for that start.
Yes, exactly. It's off season, but it's not really off season. So we wake up, we think about it, we go to bed and we think about it. So and the whole team is behind it. I am behind it. So yeah, there's not much rest, but it's motorsport. So it's what we're used to.
Now, interestingly, Formula E will become a world championship next year, which is fantastic news. And I guess it's testament, really, isn't it, to how popular this series has become, albeit over a very short period of time.
Yeah, it's really impressive to see the championship grow like that. I think at the beginning, not many people believed in it. And if you look at how motorsport evolved so fast, it was a really good platform at Le Mans to show endurance and efficiency throughout 24 hours. And then we moved to hybrid cars very quickly. And then super shortly after, full electric cars came up. And now we're representing really the race of the future, and just by seeing how many premium brands are involved in this championship, it shows how relevant and how important it is for everybody. And I think the concept's great to bring the race to the people, into the cities, to attract new groups, be family friendly. And the competition is very high. We have really top drivers in this championship, so it really deserves a world championship label. So I'm really happy to see that come alive.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time for the series. Very exciting to be involved as well. So maybe you can give me your own personal insight into your favourite races, or indeed, you know, what locations you're particularly looking forward to in the next season.
I love all of them, honestly. The calendar is fantastic. I mean, just to go to Chile, to Santiago, fantastic city. I love going there. I have South American roots, so I use the opportunity to visit my cousins and aunts and uncles in Lima, in Peru. So that's really nice. And then to race in Mexico, the crowd is so excited and loves motorsport, and when we race through the stadium, it's a fantastic feeling. Then the races in Europe, Rome and Paris are very prestigious places to race at, and then New York with the skyline, it's really cool as well to have it in the background. And then also we're going to Seoul, a great city, and I'll use the opportunity to also visit my old home in Tokyo, where I spent 15 years. It's just an hour flight from there. So besides the hard work, I think the locations we go are very rewarding. And to end the championship in London with a very creative racetrack where we will go through Exposition Hall, it's just genius. So I think every place is a highlight. So and you feel it in the paddock. Everyone is excited to go to these cool cities and rock it there.
Yeah, it's a fantastic calendar. Very exciting indeed. I mean, I know how competitive you are. You have grit and determination. If I were to ask you about your own personal objectives for the upcoming season, I think I know the answer, but you want more and more podium finishes, right?
Yeah, I think we did well for our first season with podium results. That was the target. Now our next target is to win races. And I think if you're able to win races, you're also able to be regularly on the podium. So that means also points as well. So I think the target is to represent Porsche very strongly in the point standing as a base. But then we want to set highlights with trying to win a race or races as well. So this is definitely my target to win a race.
We've spoken at length, you know, about the fact it is so competitive and with so many manufacturers involved in the series. But realistically, what do you think the team can achieve next season?
It is hard to say, but if you look as a learning curve to join the championship as a new team and immediately start with a second place and then have strong races where we were comfortably at the level of really good teams or even better, finishing second another time and qualifying at the front, that shows very promising stuff. So, but you know, it is hard to say. We try to give everything, do the best we can, but all the other teams are doing that too. And there's some really strong competitors out there. So we still have catch up to do. It was also a bit of a compromised first season due to COVID, with not being able to go race in Paris, Rome, and all the tracks we needed to get experience at. So this for sure will slow down a bit, but at the same time we were able to develop a lot more during that time. So I think it will be good. It will be definitely better than our first season, and by how much I don't know, but I'm optimistic. So I'm looking forward to be at the front. So and if not, then we have to push harder.
And I guess if I was going to ask you about the key to success moving forward, these next couple of months, shall we say off season, are obviously vital in terms of the preparation leading to the start.
Yes, exactly. I mean, the team has been working on the future plan since a while. Obviously, these things are cooking in the background while we were already racing and doing season six. So the season seven was already in plan in terms of hardware. But now we're discovering this hardware, and there's some really good, interesting updates that are on the car. And it's up to us now to extract the most out of it and bring the car to the next level.
Well, there's no doubt the future's bright. Andre, it's always fantastic to catch up with you, and good luck with the preparations over the next couple of months. And as ever, thanks for joining me on Inside E.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
If you'd like more information, follow Porsche Formula E on Twitter and Instagram, or visit the Porsche newsroom. See you next time.
Inside E, Porsche Formula E podcast.